Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's up, Theorites? This week, we have a little bonus for you. Years and years ago, we started a D&D campaign. You've probably heard about it on Patreon. Well, this week, we missed a week, so we need some content. So we said, what the fuck? Put it out. Episode 1 of D&D, The Stoned Ogre Tavern, available on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/alientheorists. Go to Patreon, search for Alien Theorist Theorizing, alientheorist.com. Click the support tab any way you can. Get access to 200 and who knows how many hours of bonus stuff on there. Support your boys. Support your favorite podcast. We'd appreciate it. All right, without further ado, D&D Episode 1. The quality on this one is not great. It gets better as the years roll on. This is back in 2018, 2019 or something. So, all right, peace.
Is your Southeast Asian alien correspondent, Dan. Welcome to the podcast, Dan.
Dungeon Master Dan.
Welcome to D&D.
So today, Dan will be playing Dungeon Master Dan. Hailing from parts unknown, the High Elf Wizard is going to be played by Zell.
Hello, my name is Zellarius.
Zellarius.
And a cleric. Our dwarf, our mole cleric, Androcles the Lebanese, is going to be played by your medical correspondent, Andrew.
I'm just happy to be here, man. That's crazy. I'm excited that you guys invite me to play this game.
And the half-orc ranger, Fjord, will be played by myself, Brayden. So welcome to the podcast. This is the first time we're going to try D&D on the podcast, do a live one. See how it goes.
See what happens.
Rules are we're going to talk in our normal voice when we're not playing any games, but as soon as we start playing games and doing game movements, we're going to try to talk in our character voices.
Every character action, we're going to try and do in our.
So I just got too ahead of myself there.
Yeah,
I thought we were doing this whole thing in our voices.
Mm. We could.
What's your voice? What's your voice like?
Kind of like this.
Because you're an orc. You're half orc.
Half orc.
You have intelligence of 8.
Yeah, a little slow.
Slightly.
It's not that
below
bad,
average.
That's okay. That's all I got. Did you make up for it with your looks?
Don't make fun of me.
No, this done should look good, man.
So how about you guys give us a little bit of background on your motley crew of your three players here. How do they all work together?
Well,
let's start with our erudite. Probably our smartest of the group, Mr. Zellarius.
Zellarius, that is me. Hailing from parts unknown. My father, a corrupt high elven lord. Upon my 332nd birthday, I found out he was corrupt. I went out into the sunset to search for my own way, my own religion. And that is when I met Androcles, the Lebanese.
That was so good.
Yeah, it was
that
good.
Was so good.
That was really good. So we come to Andrikes, Lebanese, Mull, which is a half-dwarf, half-human, for those of you who don't know. And we have his little backstory, kind of the glue that holds our group together.
It's a lot of fucking pressure, man.
Now you got to do it in that voice.
Okay, so basically, have you guys seen Gladiator? Because it's like the same thing, right? I basically, you know, got sold to slavery, became a gladiator. I rose my way all the way to the top. I killed all the bad guys. Get them all with my big hammer, and then after I was done, they were like, "Hey man, do you want to be free?" I was like, "Yeah, okay, I'll be free." So then I become free, and I, you know, fell in love with Bekab, and now I am.
Hi, Bekab.
Yeah, you know, all hail Bekab, dilly dilly,
dilly dilly,
dilly dilly,
Bekab.
And then now, you know, next thing you know, I was out preaching and having a good time, and I run into Zalarius. I said, "Hey man, do you want to come with me?" He said, "Yeah, okay, that's cool."
I said it more like, okay, that's cool.
Yes, you know, same thing, man.
Okay.
It's good. It's good. And lastly, we come to our half-orc ranger, Fjord.
I had a human mother.
Right.
And... whole game, right? Whole game, you're gonna talk like that.
I'm fucking crying.
No, don't look at me.
Okay.
Why'd you fucking look at me?
I have a human mother. My father was orc. And after birth, my mother died, and I went and lived, but I was shunned by the orc community.
So good. There's tears in my eyes right now.
But my father, he believed in me. So he taught me the ways of the orc, the ways of my clan. He raised me in the valley. I'm not done.
Oh, shut up.
I studied all elements, the way the river flow, the wind blow, the fire burn.
Oh, fuck.
Lived with the animals, learned to track them. Then the lure of the city called me. And then I took what my clan had taught me, and I used it for nefarious purposes. I helped men and goblins and elves hunt magical creatures and track them down. And it wore on me, wore on my soul. So now I travel with these religious men to try to counter what I've done. Bekab has saved me.
That was great.
That's all I got.
That was moving.
That was very touching.
That was beautiful.
So our three party members are all followers of Bekab. In case you didn't know, Bekab is one of the deities from D&D, and he promotes a view that is true neutral. So everything must have balance. So our characters are all about keeping the yin and the yang equal, and we're gonna play it that way.
Fuck yeah! All hail Bekab.
Pretty much. Sounds like dudeism, hey?
Yeah,
kind of.
Right? We follow the dude.
Right. Pretty much, yeah. Everything's got to be in balance, you know, man.
No, and Bekab
probably hates the Eagles as well.
Huh? That whole brevity thing.
Fucking hate the Eagles.
All right.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to be, I don't think there are any D&D purists out there, but we're going to be running this. This is my first campaign, honestly, running as a DM. I've done small ones, but this is my first big one. So we're going to, I'm anticipating it's going to be pretty rough, but we'll see. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
We're going to smash our way through.
Yeah.
Stumble and fall. Get back up.
Fjord is ready.
Zalarius is ready.
So our three party members, Andrikes and Zalarius and Enlu. No, sorry. Fjord.
Oh,
was the name before. Jord have been spending most of their time preaching on the countryside of their views of balance and those who would follow Bacab. Zalarius has been on a internal mission of discovery and crafting spells for which to use against the enemies that may fill their path. And during this time, your, I guess you could call him your religious leader, Mr. Androcles, seems to be having nightmares for the past 5 nights of a world that is consumed in flame and rains of acid and lightning and smoke. And from those...
Androcles, wake up. You're having a dream.
What's happening again? Not again, man. That's crazy. It was just getting to the good part. Why you wake me up?
He's been having these nightmares, and what you've been seeing glaring at you from the darkness abyss of the end of the world in your nightmares is five pairs of glowing eyes.
What did you see?
That's crazy, man. Scary eyes, man. You guys wouldn't believe it.
How many?
Five of them. Doesn't even make sense, but there's five of them.
And you feel the incredible pull towards a town of Greenest, where you believe that you will find the answers to the questions that this dream poses.
Where will we find the answers?
Basically at this town called Greenest, man. I tell you, it's the best place to be. It's far away from wherever I see these eyes. So let's go.
What do you think?
Zalarius says, follow Androcles wherever he may take us.
Okay.
And off you guys go. Okay. So you guys are traveling to the town of Greenest. Greenest is a merchant town. It sits astride one of the main trade routes in the southern territories of the area of the map. And here you guys expect to find a thriving town. Usually it's peaceful. The people there are farmers. They mostly follow agrarian deities. Nothing too violent. It's not one of these shore towns. It's not like a... it's not a forgotten town or any by any means. It's mostly peaceful. So you guys have been there a few times before. At least I know Fjord has been there at least once in his travels. And through this town, you expect to find...
I think I've been here once before in my atmosphere. Travels.
Let's see. Okay. So as you approach... Right. For the past several days, you've been traveling on a road that winds lazily across the rolling grasslands of the green fields. Sundown is approaching when you top a rise and see the town of Greenest, just a few short miles away. But instead of the pleasant, welcoming town you expected, you see columns of black smoke rising from the burning buildings, running figures that are little more than dots at this distance, and a dark, winged shape wheeling low over the rise that rises above the center of town. Greenest is being attacked by a dragon.
Oh my god, that's crazy. What are we going to do about it, guys? Are we going to help them, or are we just going to kind of be like, let's get out of here, this is crazy.
This isn't the peaceful, quiet town I expected.
My intelligence tells me that is a dragon.
Yeah, okay. No kidding, man. You can see it flying in the air, okay?
Thanks, Sherlock. Yeah. This guy's got the brains.
Okay, don't have math. What happens now, man?
So you guys go running into the town. You see people streaming out from different places, houses on fire. Haystacks and grass are burning. Most of the houses don't have too much damage to them. They are well built. And without warning, five humans dash out from between two buildings on your left. A limping man and three young children race across the street into more shadows, and a woman carrying a shield and a broken spear turns to face back in the direction which they came. Eight kobolds stream from the alley on the family's heels and fan out around the woman, who looks determined to delay the creatures as long as possible. All right, so you see this woman crash out. You see her, what looks to be her family, right? The one man is limping, badly injured, and the woman turns around to confront these eight kobolds. If you don't know what a kobold is, they're these little dragon lizard people. They're not too tall. They're probably about maybe 4 to 5 feet tall, carrying various assorted weapons. You see them carrying wicked little daggers, mostly gnashing their teeth and kind of growling back and forth, making noises. They are reveling in the chaos and destruction that they're causing to this town, and they look pretty dead set on killing this family and causing more pain and chaos. So we'll take you guys. So you guys are immediately. So what are you guys going to do? Right?
You said eight. There's eight of these guys.
Eight of these guys.
Eight. Cool.
Okay, so right away with this eight of these guys, I pray to Bacab. He says, "Hey, listen, it's unbalanced, man. You gotta get out of there." So okay.
No, we. I think we got to roll now. See who's going first.
Wait, are we? Are we?
Are you guys gonna say anything before you get into battle, or are you just gonna go?
Right away, I say we take a prayer to Bacab to find out if we need to intervene in this situation, man.
I speak their tongue. Maybe I can get through to them.
That's speak Draconic?
Yes, I do. It's one of my many languages. I've picked up while I saw the seas and traveled the mountains.
You guy really speaks Draconic?
Yes.
He's got like an intelligence. Wow. This guy's got like an intelligence of me. It's pretty neat.
I speak deep speech, orc, infernal, and Draconic.
Wow. That's pretty neat.
I've got layers like an onion. That's my swamp.
Fjord, maybe.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and try to talk to him? Go for it.
Okay. Is that okay with you too?
Fjord, I think you should talk to these creatures and see if there is anything they will do to leave us in peace.
Well, I just talked to Bacab and he tells me that's a good idea, man. Go for it.
Okay. I approach the kobolds. I look at them calmly, say, "Cousins, put down your arms. There's a better way." Why?
What looks to be one of the more vicious looking kobolds steps forward and looks at you, cocking one of its scaly eyebrows. Not quite sure what to make of you. At first, they are kind of ignoring you, they step forward, and one speaks in that they speak Draconic and Common, but they're not really super smart, so their Common's kind of broken, and they say,
"You red, help us kill Pinkskins, yes?"
He kind of looks back to his other companions, right, kind of sizing you up between you and the humans who are one of the carrying in the shadow and the woman with the broken shield, right? The woman quickly taking measure that you're not actually part of their raiding party looks to you and says, quick, we must take care of these. We must protect my family. Please, they'll kill us if you don't help us.
No, it just falls on me, doesn't it? I look at the kobold and I say, "Cousins, violence isn't the answer. Fighting isn't the answer. Balance is the answer."
All right, give me a persuasion roll.
You guys got persuasion.
Persuasion roll.
Yeah, give me a persuasion roll.
What's that, 20?
Yeah, it should be roll a d20. So you're gonna give me a d20, and I guess you have persuasion, right?
One second.
I do. I have. Minus one persuasion.
Oh, here we go. Okay. D20.
Shit. Okay. So go ahead. Give them go ahead and roll a D20.
12.
Okay, let's see. You guys got a 12. Okay.
So 11.
Okay. It doesn't work.
Well, we tried.
Right. The kobold looks at you, right, and they're pretty much all steeped in the throes of their battle lust. They just want to kill and things, so he kind of just, his eyes just kind of roll back, and they let out a scream, right, and screeching noises, and they all go on the attack all at the same time. So now we begin our combat phase.
Greet us with violence. We will meet you with violence. For balance! For balance.
All right, so let's go ahead and take you guys to the combat. All right, so we'll go ahead and move into the combat map here. Oh, I had you guys all. Okay. All right, you guys see our little combat map here. You guys see it?
Yeah, I see it.
You guys get your token?
Got tokens there.
Tokens.
Okay. So we got all our tokens here. It says winged kobolds, but they don't have wings. Some kobolds have wings, but
like
these ones actually don't.
Oh, wait, are we supposed to see winged kobolds on the thing?
Yeah, you're supposed to see the winged kobolds.
I don't see them.
Can you see them?
I don't see them on the map. I'll do a refresh.
I want these guys. There you go.
Why'd you give us so many? Why'd you fight so
many?
There's
eight of them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's eight. These are like the kobolds are like they are the fodder of the D&D world. Like these guys are like super easy. You should be able to smash their faces.
Okay,
no problem.
So now rule question. So each one of these grids is 10 feet or what is it?
Each one of those squares is 5 feet. So 5 feet. Whatever your speed is, that's how many squares you can. So most of you probably have 20, 25 feet. So it's like you can cover 5 squares.
I think we're all 30. 30 speed.
Oh, 30? Okay, so yeah. So you guys can cover all like 6 squares. So you shouldn't have any problems.
So I got to get. Okay, so I got to keep my distance. These guys are not. They're not ranged, are they? Or do we know if they're ranged?
They do. These kobolds, you see a few of them are armed with slings. So they do have like little small slings that they have. Rest of them are armed with little wicked little looking little daggers. So you can keep their distance. And as long as you just can pretty much torch these guys, it shouldn't be too big of a deal.
Okay. Let's should we roll for attack?
Yeah, go ahead and roll for your initiatives. So roll for your initiatives. See who's going first.
Okay, you got. Oh, I roll a 3. Zalarius rolls a 3.
Okay.
Androcles, a 1. And a 7 for Brayden. Or Fjord.
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 Okay, so. Androcles, okay, 1, 3, 7. And I will roll for my kobolds. And when I'm rolling with my kobolds, they all get just one roll. So they all got an 8. They got an 8, and then I'll roll for Lenin as well. Whoops, what did I roll? 2d6? I didn't want to do that. A 12. Okay. So 12 will be Lenin. Those will be my kobolds. Okay. So it's going to go Lenin Swift. Her name is Lenin Swift. She's going to go first. The lady with the broken spear and her shield. She's going to go first. Then you'll have your kobolds, then you'll have your on her over there. 17 does hit her.
Oh,
all right, 17 does hit her. And let's see for how much damage. I think it's 1d4, 1d4 plus 1, and does 2 damage to her. So she's down to 6 hit points.
Done.
All right. So you have these four in the back, right? These four, there's 4 kobolds you can see in the back. Yep. Each one of them, since you guys are pretty far away, these ones take out their slings, right? And started, the first one takes aim at Androcles, right? Swinging its little slings. Whoosh, lets a stone fly through the smoky air straight at Androcles' head. And we got a 8, so it definitely misses.
Miss.
You.
Huh,
that's right. What I thought, man. Try
you
again, fucker.
Pebbles do not hurt our fearless leader.
Second one goes for 13. This guy right here. Whoops. 13. Does 13 hit you?
No. He's got 18 armor class. Never going to hit him.
Okay.
Never right. Hit him with stones.
Whoops. I didn't mean to reel 2d6s. This one. Up, 7. Also misses. Another one back here. 4th one. 17 misses. Okay. So we got 2 more kobolds over here on the side, right? They're going to take a charge, right? They're going to come straight for Mr. Yep, I can ping him. It's kind of neat. All right. So we'll move this one over here. This one moves over here to tag Zalarius.
No.
Right?
No.
They come in from the side. So 1, 2, 3. Yeah. So let's take his d20.
Oh no.
18.
No.
Alright. Okay, so he takes this wicked little dagger out and stabs at you for 4 damage.
Oh, half life. So, I'm half life.
Oh, that's crazy. We'll get you, man. Don't worry. We're just gonna get this little prick.
So his tiny little dagger slashes across the bottom of your legs. Right? Oh, you can feel the hot blood running down your leg.
Should have zigged.
And we got this one over here in 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's going to go ahead and take his little dagger and try his luck with Androcles.
Strike. That's crazy, man. Try it. I dare you.
5. Definitely misses, right? So you block it with your wicked, with your pretty
stout
hammer.
I'm just going to flex that I'm trying, because you can't break these abs, man. Just try again, okay?
He takes out. What kind of armor are you wearing? Are you guys wearing armor?
Yes, I am.
I hope you're wearing armor. What kind of armor is Androcles wearing? What are you guys sporting?
Listen,
tell us what
I
you're
really
sporting.
Want to tell you this because I got this really the other day at the store. Very nice, cute top. It's made of chainmail. It looks good.
Very nice.
It's very fitted.
Fjord, what are you sporting?
I sport scale mail.
And Zalarius?
Zalarius does not wear any armor. He is not proficient at level one to wear armor.
Okay. So you're just wearing some cool wizard robes, I assume.
I have a,
which are now soaked
I have
in blood
a purple from... cloak. And a gray hat.
Some call him the Purple Wizard.
One person calls him that.
I do.
Okay, so the kobold's turns is all finished, right? And we're on to Fjord, right?
Oh.
Fjord, what will you do?
It's time to bring balance back into this town. I pull out my longbow. I draw my arrow and let the feather touch my fingers. Then I say a quick prayer to Bukab and whisper that this arrow fly true through the air with the help of my ancestors. And I let the arrow loose on the Bukab that attacked my friend Zalarius.
Okay, okay. All right, give it a shot.
All right.
Roll that d20. Roll that beautiful d20.
17 plus
seven.
4. I fucking
nail him. Nail him. Yeah. You nail him.
Fucking dead. So I roll 1d8 plus 2 piercing. D8, 5 plus 2, 6, 7.
Right, 7? Okay. So, yeah, you put that kobold down hard. You draw your arrow, flies true, strikes him right in the chest, right? And he foot is flung back a few feet from the strength of your bow. You are a half orc, so you use a pretty strong bow. So your bow is probably a little bit bigger than a normal human one, and
don't
you just pretty much impale
friends.
this kobold into the ground. Thunk.
And right? I turn to the rest and I say, "This is balance. You will soon join your friend."
Right. So he was dead. The little skull and crossbones on him.
Fjord, for saving.
Now I want to roll to touch his dead body.
He's dead. There you go. That's good.
I'm gonna drop my nuts on his head.
Are you going to teabag him
in front of the others?
You gotta move over there.
That's kinky, man. That's crazy.
Okay, wait.
Why? I don't have to move over. I shot him with an arrow.
Yeah, but you have to move over.
Yeah, you have to move over there if you want to jab your nuts.
Well, just
no, I was kidding.
Hey, okay, listen, man. How big are your nuts? You can't get them over there, man. Those are some big orcish nuts.
Just like they took my teeth for being a half-blood, they also took my testicles.
That's super sad. That's part of your backstory now. That's canon. You can't take that back. Yeah.
I've revealed too much. But we've now shed blood together, which makes us blood brothers.
It's permanent. Okay, so that's your ranger's turn, and we got our cleric up next.
Androcles,
what will you do?
Give them hell.
I'm going to take out my great club, okay? I'm going to pull it out of my pants. I'm going to dust it off. I'm going to give it a little...
tap your heel?
I'm going to tap my heels with it, you know, like Babe Ruth. Give a little stretch. And then I'm going to do a prayer to Bacab. And then I'm going to roll a dice and see if I can stick it right in between that guy's eyes.
All right, give him a big old roll that d20.
13 plus...
4?
4. 13
plus
4.
4, man.
17.
17.
Okay. So you see Androcles kind of loosen up within his chainmail, right? Rolls his... I think he's probably about... Height is probably about maybe 4.5 feet.
They go from 5'8", or like 5 foot to 6 foot.
Okay, so 5'8". All right, okay. Good to know.
Okay, so listen, man. All that matters is I'm human where it counts. So, you know, like below the waistline... There's no dwarf down there, okay?
Yeah, but dwarves have girth. Like, you know, like...
Okay, well, listen.
They're thick.
Okay, listen. This is another reason why I follow Bicab, because it's balance. You know what I'm saying? It's balance. So you got to have a little bit of the girth with a little bit of the side.
What they don't know about Androcles is that's not a club. He swings.
Okay.
Is there the war club in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? Yeah.
3 hour, one battle.
Yeah. All right.
Are we good?
You rolled a 13.
Rolled 17 plus with his multiplier 17.
17.
That's not bad. Yeah,
so you Mickey Mantle the shit out of this kobold's head, right? You smash it to the side. You literally, it's almost like a Daffy Duck kind of thing.
Well,
you
see like his damage.
Oh, that was roll for attack. Roll for damage.
No, it's okay. I like that one. That sounds better.
Roll for damage 1d8 plus 2. 4 plus 2, 6.
6 damage.
6 damage? Oh, okay. So, all right, no Daffy Duck, but you definitely sweep one of its legs out from under it, right? You can hear the femur pretty much snap through the handle of your hammer, right? And the kobold falls to the ground and is squirming on the ground, not able to move, but he's still alive.
Is it a compound fracture? Is it open?
It's pretty nasty. No, it's still in the skin. They got scaly skin, so the bone doesn't poke through. But okay. I mean, you can see it like kind of just like pushing at the skin.
All right.
It's not out through the skin yet.
That's too bad.
Right, and it squeals in pain. It's reptilian. It squeals in his. It's screaming around on the ground. Pretty nasty.
I think he's hurt.
All right, and we're on to our erudite wizard Zelarius.
Zelarius will step back 30 feet and cast Fireball at the closest.
Fireball? You have Fireball?
Oh, Firebolt. Fireball is coming. Firebolt is here at the moment. So we're going to roll one plus five. I got 6.
Wait, so is it automatic damage or is it...
No, it's.
Did you roll it? You have to roll it.
You have to roll the hit, but so I only got. I got 5.
Oh, you
got 6. I got 6.
So you reach out your hand and you let your you produce a small flame in your hand, and you let it loose towards this kobold that's rolling and writhing on the ground, and it kind of fizzles out midway.
I swear that never happens.
You got too excited.
Jump the gun a bit, boys.
Okay, listen, it's okay, man. Nobody's judging you, okay? Just try your best.
I will try better. I'll try harder next round.
All right.
My next turn to attack.
Lena Swift, seeing that you guys are coming to her aid, she takes a 5-foot step this way, and which is okay, does not provoke an opportunity attack of opportunity from this kobold, and she takes another stab at this kobold in front of her, giving it a whoop. Yep, okay, 16, so she definitely nails it.
Fuck, she's
and then
so
give
cool.
her a... And she rolled a 5 damage, and she buries the head of her broken spear into the hip joint of this kobold in front of her, and he hisses in pain as she drives him into the ground, into pretty much a sitting position. He just hits the ground, hissing in pain, so he loses a couple hit points, but he's not dead. Obviously not dead. Okay, so that's her, and so we're back to our kobolds, our group of scaly kobolds.
Scaly
all right,
pricks.
So this one that's on the
scaly
ground
pricks.
In front of Fjord, we'll give him an attack as he sees Fjord has moved over towards his companion and is trying to drag his nutless groin. I guess you don't have any testicles, so he's trying to
his empty coin purse.
I get no pleasure in this.
It's all about balance, and, man.
It's all about balance.
Watch and me he balance swipes at you.
My ballast bag on his
head. He swipes at you with his tiny little dagger, and he, let's see, he gets a 14.
Oh.
Miss.
Miss. All right.
You missed my battleship.
All right, we're back to our other kobolds standing over here. So the kobolds that were launching their slings before, they're going to go ahead and charge forward one at a time. We got this one. It's going to move over here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll move him here. Whoops. We got him right there. So he's going to take his little dagger charging forward.
Do we get an attack of opportunity for charging forward?
No, it's only if they go back.
Only go back.
No, if they move through a square that you're standing in or you're affecting, then you get an attack of opportunity. But if they just move into a square to do something, you know.
Understood.
Okay. That's a 14 on Androcles, so that's a miss, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's a miss.
How did Androcles block it?
This was my muscles, man. The flex already.
Let's see. Can I ungroup these guys? Okay, there we go. All right. And we got this one's going to step out behind his friend, coming over to this side, and also a charge at Androcles over here. While Lean and Swift is still dealing with the one that's on the ground. And whoops, not 2d6. I don't want 2d6. Sorry, this one. Is that a one?
Yep.
One.
As a one, he super misses, right? He pretty much like trips and falls as he's running towards
nice
you.
Nice try, nerd. Why don't you try harder next time?
We got these three back here. Let's see. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so this one's going to move forward. We got one that's back here. He's going to move forward a little bit behind his friends. He's still got a sling out, so he's going to take a sling out and target Zalaria standing there in the back.
No. So
that's going to be a 3, so he definitely misses. You see the stone suck just pretty much punk. Whiz pretty far over your head. these two are going to move up as well, and two more sling stones towards the back. We got a 10.
Miss suck it punk.
Yeah, definitely misses. What's your armor class?
12.
12? Okay, so that one comes a little bit closer, but still a couple feet off. And we got one more ranged attack here, and that's a 2.
Zalaria.
So that one, yeah. So they got you. You're pretty much set. You're good to go.
Have you ever seen the
all
Matrix?
Right, that's all the kobolds. All the kobolds are done. And so then it would be Fjord's turn.
Fjord?
Back
to Fjord.
I strap my longbow to my back, and I take out my two short swords. One is Ernest, and the other I call Ernest as well. They're twins. The Ernest blades, I call them. I clang them 3 times. Let out my battle cry. Yeah! And I take 2 swings. One at the one in front of Androcles, and one at the little kobold in front of me.
Can you make 2 separate attacks? I think you can only attack one guy twice.
Oh, then you know what?
It's a good question.
It's a sad day to be the one right in front of me. Because he's getting both Ernests.
Okay,
do I roll 20 twice?
Your guy has the 2 weapon fighting, right? He has
two common weapons or whatever at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, so you roll the 20 for the first one.
Yeah.
And that's your main hand, and you add your bonus to that one.
Did that roll?
I don't think it rolled. Did it? Did you roll a 2?
Did that roll, Dan? No, I think that was your roll.
That 2 was the last one. That was the last one.
15.
There you go.
15 main hand. Plus 5.
20.
Okay, so that one definitely hits. That's the one in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so he's dead.
I haven't rolled for damage yet.
He's only got 1 hit point. He's dead. So he is dead. Got him dead. And there we go. There we go. Oops. Dead.
Yes.
Alright, so you got 2 kobolds down. Fjord's done, then Androcles.
Let's do it, man.
Slap him with your hammer.
I've already got my hammer. Or no, it's not a hammer, man. It's a great club. Okay, it's
a great club.
It's big. It's bigger than a hammer. It's dangerous. I'm going to smack him with it, okay? So which guy is the one right in front of me this time? I don't like the way he's looking at me.
Yeah, he's right up in your face.
I don't like it. He's got a stinky breath. I don't like him.
The one right in front of... Androcles.
15.
Plus the 4, man. That's 19. That's great. 19.
What is it? D8.
Okay, definitely.
Yo, listen, I just calculated that with 8 intelligence, man. No problem.
Yeah, D8.
Don't D8 plus me. 2, 3, 5.
Fuck.
Five damage.
All right, so you take a swing at this kobold, right? You hit him smack in the on the side. He kind of doubles up in pain, taking five damage. You can see you've done some serious damage, but he's still standing. He still managed to stand on his little feet. The little buggers are tough.
Fuckers. I need a new weapon. So these are bunk.
Okay. We'll find got those two, and so then we're off to Zalarius.
Hit the range, guys.
Zalarius.
Get those little bricks with their fucking slingshots.
Yeah. Pulls out his crossbow, arms a bolt, and launches right at the kobold in front of Androcles.
Okay. Now, so for future reference, you can change now if you want to. If you want to shoot the ones, so you have to imagine if the guys are standing right next to each other, like they're fighting, it's going to be harder to hit. it's harder to hit the target. So you're trying not to hit Androcles while you're trying to hit that one. So
okay, so I'm going to move. I'm going to move 10. Oh shit. Okay, I'm going to move just.
Okay.
15 feet to the left. I arm my crossbow with a bolt, and I fire it at the guy to the left of Androcles.
So, okay, this one, you mean this guy right here? Okay, so that one guy. No, see, okay, so all of the little guys, pretty much all the ones who are touching a square with a person in it, are engaged in like melee combat. So yeah, you got
tussling around.
Yeah. So if you want to aim for a guy, you probably want to aim for a guy who isn't touching like another NPC or player character.
I'm gonna go behind the guy that's just behind those.
Zalarius, pick a shot.
This one, right? That guy, right?
That guy.
Okay.
You think 16 intelligence could make you decide which guy to fight? Okay, so yeah.
All right,
the guy in the back row there. Okay, roll a d20. 17 plus 17. 4,
oh, 21.
Fucking nailed him.
It's fucking
and
toast.
That's 1d8. 6.
Plus 1d8, 4. Then. Plus 4.
No,
plus 2. 6
8. Plus 2. 8. 8 damage.
Plus 2 plus 8. Okay, so...
He's done.
Yeah, you take out your crossbow. You take grid aim at this one that's standing in the back. He was loading in another stone into his sling. And you take him right through the side of the head. And thunk. Right, it falls down in the ground, dead.
Fuck you.
So that one's dead.
Bullseye.
Got him, bitch.
Good.
Yeah.
We forgot to add my... Oh, dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
We forgot to add my plus two on that little fucker.
It's too late now.
What?
Yeah.
Too late. You forget.
You forget.
Fucking game. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's Zalarius, and then we're back to Lenin. All right. We're back to Lenin. Lenin Swift. All right. She takes a stab at trying to finish off the kobold there that's in front of her. She's going to take that with her broken spear. 10. He's at 13, so she's still going to probably. Okay. Yeah. She's going to take him down. He's on the ground, so he's squirming around, so he's going to take disadvantage. And she goes ahead and dispatches the one that's on the ground. She puts the finishing nail through his scaly little chest. And we got this one dead as well. All right. Blah.
It's okay. I loosen him up for
her. She skewers
that
dude.
I warmed him up. I got it all ready for her. That's a come in and get him.
And that one's dead there. And so we're back to our remaining kobolds who are left. Okay. We got this one here who's... holding his side where Androcles has slammed him solidly with his war club, and he's swiping out with his main hand with his dagger and gets you a. Is that 19? Oh, okay.
Tie goes to me, though. Oh, fuck.
Oh, he got you.
Do you have 19 or 18?
18. What's your
18. He's got you. All right, so he gets in one good hit, and he's going to give you. Let's see how much damage here. He's gonna do 4 points of damage.
Okay, that's another thing, man. You're gonna have to try again, not on your best day, man.
He is
okay. This dagger finds a way through your chainmail shirt, right? Gives you a little.
That's
little
a little
cut
one.
There
that's
on
a little
the,
poke.
On the ribs.
That's just a little poke, man. That doesn't hurt me. It's a poke.
And then let's see. And we got the one over here, right? Turning towards his companion, who's just been dispatched by Lenin Swift. He's gonna take a swing at her. And let's see. That's going to be 18. Okay, that's definitely going to hit her. And it's going to do a 2 points of damage to her. Okay, so you see her... you see the kobold take a swing at her. She tries to block it with her shield, but she's not a skilled warrior, you can tell. And she does take a cut on her arm from this tiny little dagger that the kobold holds. She screams in pain. Ah! Right? And you can see her step back a little bit. So that's that kobold. And then you got these two here in the back, and they're going to keep throwing rocks at Zelarius there in the back that they saw their friend fall down from his crossbow bolt. So we'll take the one. 14.
Wait, oh, hit. Hit you? So he's got to shoot through all those guys to get me?
No. He's reached. You're standing out there in the back, fuck. So he can still hit at you. So boys, he's just going to go over them.
It's a good chance I'm dead here.
He's going to take that, and it's going to do 2 points of damage.
Oh, I still have 2 points left.
Shit, yeah.
Take out the range guys next. Go ahead, smack you in the shoulder right there.
Hey, Dan, question. Is there a range, a maximum range for, like, slings and crossbows, or what is it?
Like, the maximum, usually, like, the maximum, it should say on your weapon, like, it should say what the distance is. A sling is usually something like 100 feet or something, so, like, you gotta be, like, really far away.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Yeah, you'd have to be really, really, really far away for him not to be able to hit you.
Fucking wizards.
Because you're only what, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. You're like 30, 40 feet away.
Do these spells hit two that are standing beside each other or anything?
Yeah, but I can only use it once.
Oh, you're saving it. Okay.
And we'll take this other one. It's going to take a sling at you.
Holy fuck.
Why are you
hating on Zelarius so hard?
It's not my fault. These kobolds, man, like they just want to. All right, game over, boys. They got the slings.
She gone. And it's all up to you.
Zelarius is a pussy.
And three.
Oh, you fucking done, eh?
First battle of the game. It's supposed to be the easiest guys in the game. We can't fucking kill them.
It's not the easiest guys in the game. It's just like, it's a little bit, like when you start out as a wizard, it's a little bit rough. It's, yeah, like these kind of things happen. Yeah. So you guys see this stone.
No, not Zelarius, man.
You see Zelarius fall to the ground, struck by two stones. Flung from these two kobolds. The kobolds kind of hiss and babble in Draconic, right? Like, in their victory that they've seen one of the victims fall, and they become even more incensed to create cause, to cause damage and chaos, right? And so, they're fine.
Ooh, okay, listen, guys, you think this is funny? It's not funny, man. We're gonna get you. I'm gonna beat you with my fucking stick.
And those are the kobolds done. All right, so back to
get him, Fjord.
So that'll be Fjord.
Get him, okay? Fjord, you punch him or you get him, okay? Listen, get him.
I'm going to leap over the dead in front of these two ranged. With my short sword, I'm going to attack the one in front of me, screaming, "For Zelarius!"
Okay, give him a swing.
Is that roll?
Didn't roll.
Yep.
11 plus 5. 16.
Okay, so yeah, you smash him. That your first one hits, so you can use the second one too, right?
Yeah. Oh, second one?
Okay, so the first one is with the first one will be with your main hand,
yeah.
And that gets the attack bonus. Yeah. But the second one, I don't think the second one doesn't get a bonus.
So it's all
D20. It's just you just roll for attack.
Oh, fucking nailed it.
Okay, so yeah, they both hit. Hold on.
I want to roll. I get 1d6 for... Plus 3 for 2. So
go ahead.
First one, good hand. That's 2 plus 3, 5. And the second hit is a straight 6.
Beauty. Okay, so you see Fjord charge forward in his orcish fury, right? So after seeing his companion fall. And he takes out both of his swords and he brings them down on each side of this kobold, right? And takes both its arms off, right? And you see it just wailing around with no arms. Falls down immediately on the ground and bleeds out dead. Nice job.
Don't hurt my friend.
Vengeance is yours. Okay, so that takes us back to Androcles.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
I'm so mad. This guy fucking pissed me off so much.
Dust him.
I'm gonna get him, man.
Need to bring back Solarius.
So this time,
hey, wait, do you have any spells?
Do you?
I just can't use them yet.
Agicles.
Not at this level, man. I gotta learn a little bit more, and then
I think
you can
use it, but you can only use it once.
Oh, that's crazy.
Maybe. Well, let's.
Right, you have.
Let's wait. Let's dispatch these. Let's dispatch these last two.
Yeah, get rid of them.
And then we'll heal him.
Okay, listen. Okay, because I'm really mad.
I'm mad.
I'm not just a little mad. I'm really mad, okay? So I'm going to put the club away. I'm going to grab my gray mace.
I'm dying.
I'm going to grab the mace.
I'm dying. Kill these fuckers.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to listen to the Zolari. Okay, I heard you, man, okay? Don't put any more pressure on me.
I'm fucking dying over here.
This is already stressful for me.
Stop talking and
listen.
Fucking swing your hammer.
I got to stretch, okay? I got to stretch. Hold on. I got to feel it. I got to do it. I got to get my glutes warmed up.
All the pieces got to work together. It's like a good golf swing. Everything's got to work together.
Stop doing squats.
In with the good, out with the bad. In with the good, out with the bad. I rolled a dice. This guy's dead.
12.
12
plus
4.
16.
16, okay.
All right, you got him. Hit him.
What dice? What damage? Six, D6?
Yeah.
Plus 2?
Yeah.
3.
3.
3 damage.
Son of a fucking bitch.
The one that's in front of you is still reeling from the damage that you gave it.
So I think he's good.
So this one, you finish him off, right? You pretty much cave in the other side of his chest.
That's what I thought.
Right, you can hear the air whoosh from his little tiny little lizard lungs as he crashed to the ground.
That's right, man. Sucks to suck, buddy. How'd you like that, huh?
Ooh, dead.
All right.
And that brings us back to Lenin. Lenin is obviously, she seems bolstered by your guys' efforts, right? Turns to try to dispatch this last kobold here to her. Looks like to her right. Okay, so she turns towards him, stabs at him with her broken spear that she has. Whoa,
oh,
wow.
20.
She got net.
Perfect.
And she is going to destroy one angry bitch. This guy. Oh, wow. Okay, so she pretty much maximum damage, right? She lets out this scream of rage and grief at seeing her town set on fire by these tiny things these creatures that have harrowed her and her family through the burning town. And she pretty much puts the spear all the way through its chest, through its back, and nails it to the ground, screaming in its face as she does.
Yeah.
Stands over it, watching it die.
Some Xena shit.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Pretty much. She's like Amazon princess. This motherfucker.
I like this one. Maybe she must be quarter orc.
So we got this one last kobold here, and he's seen that all of his friends are dead. All of his companions are dead. He just watched his friend next to him get his arms hacked off by this enraged orc, and he's gonna go ahead and turn and try to run away. Yes, you do. So that will provoke an attack of opportunity from Fjord as this winged kobold who's gripped by fear tries to turn tries to run away. So he turns his back to you, Fjord. You get one attack.
Get him, Fjord. Get him, okay?
Take my longbow out, and again I, with my hate for these creatures and my will to bring balance back to this area, I draw the bow and I let loose an arrow.
8 plus 4, 12.
Okay. Your arrow barely misses, right? The feathers pretty much, like, you can see them brush the side of the kobold's head as he speeds off into the distance. And so he can use double movement. So it's 1, 2, 3. So he's gone. He takes off into, you see he's lost in the smoke and the fires of the burning things. So he's off. All right, so you guys have put down these kobolds, and Lean and Swift still standing there, exhausted, breathing heavily over the bodies of these damned kobolds. Turns quickly after she kind of realizes, like, a haze comes out from under her. Right, she turns immediately to her family and runs back to her children, hugging her children and her husband, who's obviously her husband. Right, she turns to you guys. Gratitude in her eyes. She said, I can't thank you enough. Chante be praised that you showed up when you did. What are your names, adventurers? Are you adventurers? Have you come to help us?
I am Fjord.
I am Zolarius, and I am dying.
That's right.
Right. I think you should tend to your friend, and perhaps we'll continue our conversation after that.
Yeah, cool. That's a good idea, because he's getting blood everywhere. It's gross.
Maybe now let's heal his wounds.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, man.
That's you.
I am still dying.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's over there bleeding.
Okay, well.
Pretty bad.
So I'm going to go over to my good friend, Zalarius, and I'm going to make a quick prayer to
Bacab.
Bacab. Let's all join hands and pray to Bacab.
Okay.
Oh, Bacab. 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 Assalamu Bacab, you hear me talking to you, Bacab. We are praying to you, Bacab. We want you to help my friend, Bacab. Will you please?
What does the spell do?
Help my friend, Bacab. Okay. Thank you, Bacab.
So you channel the positive energy from the deity of Bacab, who doesn't usually take his interest in mortal affairs, but he does give you the positive energy, which aids you in healing your friend. For how much damage do you have to roll for that? I think you have to roll
for
that.
So it regains a number of hit points equal to 1d8 plus your spellcasting ability.
Well, what's your spellcasting ability?
Probably plus 4. Plus 4. So I'll read. I will do a d8. 2.
What? 6.
No, this is Andrew. This is Andrew's rolling.
I know. He's right? Yeah, he's rolling.
No, no. Let me roll. Come on.
You want to push the button on the iPad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Which one do I roll?
D8.
D8.
Which one is that? This one? Yeah.
Plus 4.
Wow, he's back. I max hit points. But you can only
all right.
You can't use that spell anymore though for the day.
Well, you're welcome for saving you.
Thank you for saving my life.
Oh, we should have just went to the fucking temple.
No, we might not get there though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't make it last time.
Okay. Zalarius is alive.
Okay,
I think Zalarius.
Let's have a quick power.
Stumbles to his feet.
Zalarius cracks a beer.
Before we go, I think for the next attack, I think any ranged person, I will rush.
Fuck them up.
To draw their pebbles. As your weak wizard frame, not strong orc like me, you're a weak elf, cannot handle the pebbles.
So, Lena Swift is obviously relieved to see... to see Zalarius back on his feet. And she said, "Oh, I'm so glad that you're not dead. I thought you were done for sure when I saw those stones strike you. Hurry, my family and I, we were on our way to the keep. We must make it to the keep before the gates close. If the gates close, we'll be stuck out here with these raiders and these kobold, these scaly, thrice damned lizard goblin shits." She gets obviously very angry. She's very angry about this. Right. This is my husband, Cuth. She gestures towards the limping husband, right? He kind of weakly smiles at you guys. He's kind of propped up by one of his children. What?
I've just taken a fancy to your woman.
But that's okay, man. He doesn't even have any balls, so he can't do anything with it.
Cut doesn't quite know what to say, right? He kind of weakly smiles and kind of looks at his children a little bit wary, kind of pulls them back a little bit, pulls them back away from them. Lena Swift, she's like, I'm sure you jest, good half-orc, but we'll have plenty of time to joke. But we must get to the keep now, or if they close the gates, we'll be stuck out here. It's just this way to the north. We must quickly go.
Zalarius, what should we do?
Is there any shortcut that we can take? Any safer route?
I'm not sure how quietly we can move, but how stealthy you are might help us if we can sneak our way past some of these. I've seen other raiders patrolling the roads and these groups of kobolds just running haphazardly all through here, burning everything that they can get their hands on and stealing anything they can put their scaly little claws on.
Oh, stealth, that's my specialty.
We have seen what 8 kobolds could do. Do we risk encountering more?
I've got good stealth from my times in the Lost Forest. My father took me deep into the woods and we played this game where he would count to 10 and I would hide and he would try to find me, and he never found me. He must be still searching.
How many years ago was that?
I believe 13 moons. 13 moon ago.
It's like 13 months. It's like a year, that's not that, maybe. Like,
that's not that long.
I guess. There are days? I don't know how moons work.
13 sun cycles.
Okay.
Okay, we're trying to get to the temple. Is that what we're trying to do?
Linus was like, that's very interesting.
Oh, well then, you'll love this story.
I would love to hear more about your interesting lives of your adventurers and where you all come from, but I must get my family to the keep. Cut is hurt, and I don't know how long he can keep weight on that leg that's been gravely injured, and I must get my children to safety.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of ATT Plays D&D. We hope you enjoyed this Patreon-only version of our very first D&D podcast. We have one, maybe two more episodes recorded, and we're going to be recording more very shortly. We're looking for all feedback, so anything you liked, you didn't like, what you think we should add, please let us know. We appreciate everyone supporting the show, and keep those eyes on the skies.
Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.